Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And welcome to The Steve Jones Show on this Wednesday afternoon. It's great to have you with us. I'm in the beautiful Sunbury Motors Studio. Don't forget about Sunbury Motors. 4th Street in Sunbury and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. The Lenape Solar Hotline is open at 1-800-795-9565. You can always go to Lenape Solar at LenapeSolar.com. And again, that phone line open at 1-800-795-9565. Later in the show, we will talk with the head coach of the Penn State women's volleyball program, who's won 5 national championships in his career and is someone who has dominated the volleyball landscape for 3 decades now, Russ Rose. Tonight, the 4th-ranked Nittany Lions take on number 1 Nebraska at Rec Hall at 8 o'clock this evening, and we will talk with Russ Rose later in the show. Also, we'll talk with Keith Pompey from the Philadelphia Inquirer, get his read on the Temple Owls as well. All that and more coming up on today's show, but before we get to that, another commentary on Kevin's wild and wacky fun world of sports with Above the Noise. Here's Dan Patrick.
Everything is on sale at Sunbury Motors Hyundai Lincoln. Everything is on sale.
And we mean everything.
New, used cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. All priced at blowout pricing for this once-in-a-lifetime sale. Every one of the stylish, most fuel-efficient cars in America discounted to sell.
Sell, sell.
Check it out. A 40 MPG Elantra, Elantra Coupe, and Elantra GT. All priced under 20 grand.
Not bad for being the 2012 North American Car of the Year.
Also, the sporty Veloster, priced under 20 grand. And if that doesn't blow your mind, how about the beautiful Sonata, also available at around 20,000 bucks? And if you're looking for a used car, we've got hundreds to choose from, all at the lowest prices of the year. So if you're in the market or even thinking about it, there is only one place to stop. One place to stop. Sunbury Motors Hyundai Lincoln in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza. Because right now, everything is on sale. And we mean everything.
Took my time with the call. I had to break up a brawl. Coaches give me no slack at all. I think I missed that play. They beg and grumble and steal. How many players allowed on the field? Is this grass fake or real? Hey, focus on the play. Coaches, stare was holding. Ripped jersey, skin was showing. Missed call, no whistle blowing. Which way is the ball going? Save me. Hey, I just met you. That play was crazy. What's his number? I'll call it maybe. It's hard to call right every play. What's his number? I'll call it maybe. Hey, I just met you. That play was crazy.
That's just one of those things that you stumble across on the internet, Steve.
Yeah.
It's call it maybe for the NFL replacement officials.
Who may be
done.
They already have officials. No, they have officials in place. All the they negotiated till 2 in the morning. It's not true. In Upper Fell RA says 121 referees have been trained on the new rules implemented last season, have already passed physicals, and prepared to pass physicals immediately. New official game uniforms designed by Nike. Hardly an obstacle, according to a source. Both sides have made concessions on previous sticking points, such as a taxi squad of 21 new officials and pension plan that sources say final meaningful hurdle is, as one source says, a little more money. League sources say the owners who participated in a conference call with Commissioner Roger Goodell during Tuesday's talks have instructed the negotiating team to set a firm barrier for the financial settlement. The NFLRA is prepared to accept a new agreement primarily in the form of a ratification bonus, which would compensate the 121-member union for concessions it is willing to make. The NFLRA said the league has all but agreed on developing a 21-member taxi squad that Goodell had pushed, but not at the financial cost of union members. The NFLRA citing that it once utilized the now-defunct NFL Europe as a training ground for prospective officials, is willing to train 21 officials from the major college ranks by including them in off-season seminars, as well as incorporate them in training at a camp. The NFLRA would not unionize those officials and would want them compensated by the league if they are brought up from the minors to work a regular season game. Goodell said he wanted the power to bench officials who underperform or are downgraded during the season. The NFLRA contends the league already has the ability because there are always between one and four crews that sit at home each week and would be more than qualified to substitute in a certain scenario, especially when there are bye weeks for teams. Not every crew is working. The NFLRA wants to form an expert committee that would be main contributors to the league's stated goal of improving officiating. Under the proposal, the committee would be comprised of some of the top retired officials and supervisors of major college conferences who had served as an NFL official. In other words, Bill Carollo, who's been on this show, would be in that category. And it's my understanding that there are officials in place in Baltimore to work the Browns-Ravens game.
Regular officials.
True or not, we don't know. Regular officials. Bill Belichick was fined $50,000. Should Bill Belichick been fined $50,000? No. Should not have. He was trying to grab the official, looking to get his attention, who was running away from him. Okay? But the problem here is that when you are fining Kyle Shanahan $25,000, you're fining Jack Del Rio $25,000, and you're fining John Fox $30,000, the fact that he physically put his hand on an official then leads you to the next level, which is $50,000. And I think it's because the other fines were already levied. I think if no other fines had been levied, I'm not so sure Bill Belichick would have been fined.
I don't think the intention of what he was trying to do was not bad. He was trying to get an explanation. However, the rule states right. That you can't touch an official.
Right. So that's why he's fined, and move on from there. That's the situation with that. But Kyle Shanahan got $25,000 for chasing him into the tunnel.
Is there a chasing rule?
It looks bad, though.
Does look good.
It just, but the Patriots was not, unless they know they have to do something. Job done in time to have regular officials. They better be really good.
Well, they don't have those warm-up games in the preseason like they do normally now.
Yeah, but they better be really good. They're going to be under more scrutiny than ever. It's going to be more than just welcome back and everybody hugging them and having a kumbaya moment. They're gonna have to be really good, because there's gonna be more scrutiny on them than ever before. I think people are gonna be thrilled to see them back, but I can tell you right now, they're gonna make mistakes.
I'm just impressed with the fact that they've already thought about having officials there for Thursday night's game. See, my worry was that they would not be able to get officials there, and that the NFL would consider playing that game with replacement officials and then the regular officials on Sunday, which would be wrong.
Yeah, well, that's my understanding. My understanding is that they have regular officials available in Baltimore, seven of them set to go for the Ravens and Browns. Ryan Mundy gets $21,000 in fines for the Hayward Bay hit, which was not penalized.
I don't know. I still lean on that, what I'd said last season.
No.
No, no, wait. No. Hear me out. If it's not a penalty on the field, how can it be a fine on Tuesday? That's what I mean.
Because he drove his helmet into his helmet.
I understand that. I'm not saying it wasn't a penalty. But if you don't throw the flag when it happens, I just don't understand how you can fine it 3 days later.
Well, I mean, if the official rules it's not a touchdown, the replay shows it's a touchdown, how could it be a touchdown 2 minutes later? Happens all the time. Happens right in the middle of the game. Happens right in the middle of the game. That's why
every you're going with it. I see where you're going with that.
Well, guess what? You can sit there on a Monday, look at a tape, and go, yeah, he led with the helmet. He's, you know, he hit him helmet to helmet. It's a fine.
Well, then we need to reverse the call on Monday Night Football then. After reviewing the tape.
They reviewed the tape and said that they called it right. If you recall correctly.
Listen, I know that, and you know that's what they said. Does anybody believe that?
No, but I'm just telling you, you can't just sit there and assume what they're thinking. And again, because it's missed on the field, can you come back and find later? Yeah, you can. I mean, he hit him helmet to helmet. I'm sorry, he should be fined.
No, I think it should have been a penalty when it happened. There was no argument there.
It's a penalty when it happened, but a guy should not escape a fine because of incompetence.
Well, that's definitely a different way to look at it, but yeah.
I mean, why should a guy escape a fine for incompetence? I mean, because they didn't call a penalty, that's the incompetence of the guys reffing the game. It's not, but in the front office, you sit there and you have extra time, you look at it and go, hey, and they dole out fines all the time after the fact. And it's not just hits. There are fines for what apparel you're wearing, height of socks, things like that. There's a lot of ticky-tack stuff all the time that's done on Monday that nobody even knows about.
That's what I was going to ask next. How many of these fines actually don't we hear about? That was
They're left and right. But, you know what they do with the fine money, right?
Does it go to NFL Play 60?
It goes to charity.
Yeah.
All the fine money is donated to charity. It's not kept anywhere in a vault. Yeah. And that's what they do with it. So you hit somebody in the head because it's not penalized. Up, got away with it. No, you didn't get away with it.
I don't know. I see what you're saying. I always had trouble with those things that come out 3 days later after analyzing it. Is there consistency with that? I mean, do they do that across the board? I mean, if it's not a penalty, then should you start looking at everything that wasn't penalized in a game? You see what I'm saying?
He's fined for leading with his head, helmet to helmet. That's what he's fined for. Okay, because the official is incompetent and can't see it, even though he's 10 feet away, that it was helmet to helmet is irrelevant.
But I agree with you. I think if it would have been a regular official, that would have been flagged quickly. Because
they flagged those quickly. Right. But but the next part of it is, too, is that you can't just sit there and say, well, they wasn't called, so we'll just have to turn a blind eye. No. It has no effect on the outcome of the game, but it sends a message to other people that, hey, if you get away with it in the game, you're not going to get fined. Okay, that's the reason for it. You can't send a message. You cannot send a message that says, well, it wasn't called as a penalty, so you're not going to get fined. Has to be the other way around. The reason you fine somebody is to send a message to everybody else that we're not going to tolerate it. News is next here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us on this Wednesday afternoon on the Kevin Hurd get-together. Sarah Bartlett and I in our usual hostage situation.
What?
With the great Hur himself.
Hey, do you know Sarah's going to be at Thursday Night Football tomorrow night? She could actually be reporting on the brand new well, not the brand new, but the end of the replacement officials.
Yeah. Fabulous. So she's going to the Ravens and Browns. So, I mean, let's face it. I mean, a guaranteed Raven win, always perfect.
Yeah, there's going to be, if that game's within 20, I mean, you've got a competitive game.
Yes.
Do have a quick traffic update for you. Allie Stevens files this report.
Traffic is heavy if you're headed out of Steelers Grove into Hummel's Wharf. There is an accident reported, and it's right at the corner of Sheets, and there are two cars involved in this crash. Emergency personnel are on the scene. So you definitely want to try and avoid going into Hummel's Wharf from Steelers Grove if you can. If not, you are going to have a delay because the intersection is currently blocked. They're letting traffic get through, but unfortunately, it is heavy at this time. It looks like everyone involved in the accident is out of the vehicles, and they're either continuing to clean up the debris that's in the intersection. So it should be about another 15, 20 minutes, but you can expect delays if you're headed in that direction. Reporting from Steel and Scrope, Allie Stevens, News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Allie, thanks so much. Appreciate it. My understanding is that Sarah's running the show today, and you have your feet up.
Not quite running the show.
You have your feet up?
Oh, I do. I have my feet up most of the time in the show.
Nobody could tell.
we do have one topic, though, that is very pressing. Should Sarah wear her Flacco jersey or Rice jersey tomorrow?
Oh, go with the Flacco jersey. You might as well go with the new wave Ravens.
I don't know. I was thinking go with the Rice jersey. Never thought I'd say that.
No, go with the Flacco jersey. In the end, it's the wise choice. You know, she's been there since day one. She's not a bandwagon jumper. She's not like you.
Oh, no. That's not true.
Oh, come on. You are the classic bandwagon jumper. That's why we call you Mr. TMZ.
Hey, listen. How many people have their favorite team jersey with their own number on it, all right? That was my Christmas gift a few years ago. Believe me, many of fantasy football drafts, that's been the hot topic of conversation.
108?
108. No, not 108. Well, everybody keeps saying, who's 76? I'm like, well, listen, I'm the one person that will never jump ship to another team. So I figured I might as well put my own number on the jersey. So we had a custom jersey done one Christmas.
Really?
Yeah.
76.
76.
Really?
Yes, really.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. I don't wear any jerseys, or I barely support the teams that I say I support. That's not true. I have seen you in a polo Penn State shirt. We'll say that.
I have a lot of Penn State shirts. I wear Penn State shirts all the time. I wear one virtually every day. I mean, really? I mean, I got a whole closet of them, for goodness sakes. I mean, when you're not paying for them, the price is right. Oh, no. Now, in terms of professional jerseys, I mean, have I ever had a Giants jersey? No. Celtics? No. Hockey? No.
That's sad.
What's sad about it?
That's sad. You got to show your support.
I'm an adult.
That's sad, too. Tommy's on the line for Shemokin for you.
I'm glad somebody's here to save this. Tommy, thanks for saving the show, babe.
It's Pony, not Tommy.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's my fault.
Figures. You know, we put him in charge of one thing.
Fail.
But what I was going to say was, when it comes to football, any sport, wouldn't it be nice if that's what we talked about? You know, football, the games coming up, the games that were just played, the strategy, how the players did. But it seems anymore, all we ever talk about, especially on the Sunday shows, is the officiating, the contracts, the players' personal life. I mean, who really cares?
Well, this is what it comes down to. I always kid Kevin about the TMZ report.
Yes.
All the time. And I kid him about that because he always wants to morph in that direction. Now, what direction do I usually morph into? I actually morph into the game.
The boring one.
Yeah, I mean, I watched that game Sunday with the Ravens and the Patriots. That announcer, was it Chris something?
Chris Collinsworth.
At the end of the game. Yeah, I mean, he was over the top. He just on and on and on about the officiating. You know, the game was played, the call was made, it's over.
Well, you know what? Let me put it to you this way. When it comes to the officiating, you have a lot of money changing hands every week over the National Football League. Some of it is done in fantasy football leagues. Some of it is done in a higher level in Las Vegas. A call here or there can swing the money one way or the other. In fact, now they're estimating up to nearly $300 million swung one way or the other on the Seattle-Green Bay final play of the game. For the NFL, one of the things that tried to build up over the years is that they want to have their game be looked at with great integrity because they know that they have something going right now, and the last thing you can compromise is the integrity of the game. And if you feel the replacement officials, through no fault of their own, they're stuck in a very tough position, but the game is too fast for them. And because the game is too fast for them, they're not quite believing what they're seeing. And that's one of the keys to anything in life, and especially in sports. When a quarterback is back in the shotgun and sees a coverage, he has to believe what he sees and then make that snap judgment. An official has to be the same way. They had to believe what they see. And what was seen is that because the game is so fast, they're not quite sure what they're seeing sometimes. And replay can't bail them out on every play because penalties can.
That's what I think, too. But, I mean, referees, I know more referees' names than I ever cared to know.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a time you would watch a game, a referee was anonymous. There was a boxing referee once. He said, you know you're doing a good job when you watch the film of the fight. You're not even in the film.
Right. Well, referees being anonymous changed when they decided to mic the referee, and then the referee then made the announcement to the crowd. That's where anonymity changed for referees, that they became part of what's going on because they were mic'd up. Thus, we do know who Mike Carey is. We do know who Ed Hockley is. We do know who Scott Green is. Because of that segment of it. So there's not quite the anonymity that we had before with officials as opposed to now because you are now hearing and seeing them. I think we lost him there.
I think he went through a dead zone on the cell phone.
He may have. Try one more time to get him back. You okay? I think we're going to have to drop that call out only because he hit a spot that we could not hear.
He hit a no-G spot.
Yeah, no-G, 4G, we love it. All right, number 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565 in the Lenape Solar Hotline. Brian Barnhart, play-by-play voice of Illinois football on the show tomorrow. Nate Mick, Ben Jones join us on Friday from StateCollege.com. Today, Sarah's running the show. Thus, you can tell how smooth things are going. Meanwhile, somebody is sitting on the floor with their feet up.
I'm sorry, I can't comment. I'm relaxing in the recliner right now.
Now, I have a text from Drew Kelly. Let me read the text to you.
This ought to be good.
Maybe it ought to be good. First of all, Drew has always been accurate with everything he's ever sent.
Oh, yeah.
Sarah is in the room training to run the show and all set. Kevin, hold on a second here. Kevin has his feet up, sitting in a chair. Understand that you're forcing her to work while sitting on the floor?
There's no other chair right now, and she's running back
and
forth.
So you're making her sit on the floor.
No! I am not. First thing I said was, "Do you want the seat?" No, that's all right. I'll just be here for. And then she was gone because she had to run and do something.
So she's not there now.
No.
So after you denied her access to a chair as a gentleman,
now you're going to twist it.
I mean, a gentleman offers a chair.
I did offer a chair. She was sitting in the chair when the show started.
Okay. So I would like to our audience at 1-800-795-9565. Is it proper for a gentleman to offer a woman a chair, even in a work environment?
All right, let's just get this straight. I've never, ever, ever been accused of being a gentleman. Let's just get that out of the way right now.
1-800-795-9565. Once again, the working conditions, which are, by the way, among the best in the world at Sunbury Broadcasting. And I do know that Sunbury Broadcasting, because I have now been to the facility, I can tell you in no uncertain terms that, as Drew Kelly texted me just moments ago, chivalry is dead.
From 3 to 5.
See, you feel I've taken the fun out of this for you.
Sucked the fun right out of it.
Because I analyze things.
Oh, tell me about it. Just be a fan for a minute.
I don't take the bait on TMZ stuff. I was on the Illinois radio network last night. I was asked about the recruiting of Penn State players.
And you said?
I said, Illinois will go into the game with its roster. Penn State will go into the game with its roster. My job's to announce it. You don't like that answer, do you?
I'm not saying it was the wrong thing to say.
Don't like that answer, do you?
I probably would have said the same thing in your position.
You have to remember, I'm representing Bill O'Brien when I'm on.
Absolutely. Show. I would have said the same exact thing in your position. I might have been thinking something totally different.
Well, I've already made my position clear on this, and it goes back to July. When it happened, the very first day, what did I say? I said, is the NCAA going to put individuals on the ground to help regulate this so nobody's crossing the line? Said that first day. I said, or is it going to be a free-for-all? First day. Said right away that, and I said, that the incredible insecurity of a program comes to light in a situation like this. That when you go through National Letter of Intent Day on the first Wednesday in February, you feel like your roster is set. You go through spring practice with the veterans and maybe a freshman or two that enters early, and you come out of spring practice thinking about where you are as a team. You then make plans in May, June, July based on the 85 players that you have, including the freshmen that have entered school in late June. Then suddenly out of nowhere, you look at everybody in your program and you say, you know what? We're not good enough. We need to take somebody else's players. That doesn't really send a message to your current players that you have confidence in them. It doesn't send a message to your staff that they did a good enough job recruiting previously for you. And it tells everybody else that, you know, what you have just isn't good enough and that your program isn't good enough. I said that the very first week. Now, do you need me to change that now?
No, I'm not arguing one bit.
I said, that's what, but do I need to go on a tangent about that this week? No. I've already made my position clear about this back in late July, early August. No need to come back to the TMZ part. Now, that will be the intriguing part. There are only four players I can think of. Or check that. There are only three players I can think of that transferred football-wise within the Big Ten. Jeff George, that transferred within the conference. Jeff George from Purdue to Illinois. Kim Royston, from a defensive back, from Wisconsin to Minnesota. And Boren, the big guard, who transferred from Michigan to Ohio State. That's all I can think of that I can ever think of transfer within the conference. Now, of course, Jared Udoff just transferred from Wisconsin to Iowa in basketball. After that big blowover, with Wisconsin basketball coach Bo Ryan putting out 25 programs he could not transfer to, which included the 11 Big Ten opponents. And he still ended up going to Iowa. So that's all I can think of off the top of my head that have ever transferred within the conference. You know, there are reasons why you don't want that happen.
It could be you don't trade a player to someone.
But he did so after going to a JC first, after more Penn State players when the season's over. Is eligible to be recruited again.
Oh, let's call it what it is, as a free agent.
Right. I'm just saying, but they're eligible to be recruited again. Now, they will count against sixth recruiting class. You can't do what they did this year because, you know, Hapley and Red and those guys, they are considered to be part of the February 6th recruiting class, but they're allowed to play Oklahoma, even though Justin Brown's a senior, still will not have that scholarship to give out. Anybody recruited off the Penn State roster after November 25th counts as a recruit for you on February 6th. Okay? That's how the rules are. That's the game that's being played. Now the question is, will Illinois attempt to get more players? I just throw it out there. But those are the rules that you play under at this particular moment. That's what makes this week different than any week in the history of college football. And it is the first time in this scenario ever you go into a game and against a team that recruited openly recruited one of your veteran players. Right? Now, this kid's not going to play. He was never going to play. I can tell you right now, no uncertain terms. With all due respect to Ryan Nowicki, he was not going to play here. And I can tell you in no uncertain terms, unless something dramatically happens in Illinois, he's not playing there either. And I think I'm qualified to make that evaluation because I see them. I've seen enough practices in my lifetime where even I can get a feel for who can and can't play. Chivalry is dead, courtesy of Caveman K. Herr. You had no response.
Just go to the break.
Sarah Bartlett and I will return with Captain Bitter in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Well, I can tell Sarah's in charge. Nice, snappy, well done bump back into the segment. Andy Williams passed away today, which Kevin was buying most of his CDs. Great to have you with us. 1-800-795-9565. Chivalry dead, as Kevin just will not give up his chair. I don't understand. I don't understand what your thought process is.
Actually, I have given up the chair.
Look, it's radio. No, everybody knows it's not true. You have to remember that you've been exposed now. Bothers you.
Actually, not in the least.
Can you do that touchdown shikalimi thing for me one more time?
Yeah, I'll do it Friday night with any kind of luck. A few times, actually.
No, I mean now.
Can't do it now. You can't just turn it on and off.
Oh,
you have to be in the mood. I mean, it's just like asking you to say touchdown Penn State and with the same enthusiasm. It's just not going to happen.
I get asked to do it all the time at events. All right, you know, it's fine. I mean, that must have been some That must have been some touchdown.
If I recall correctly, it was like a 46-yard pass.
Play. Did it make the score 36-7 or?
Might have been.
Good news. Sarah, great job. Felt like I was in capable on-air hands. Meanwhile, Sarah's standing right now, working while Kevin has his feet up with a cigar. Chivalry's dead.